Let's start today's episode with a thought experiment. Imagine for a moment that you are the vice president of marketing of a beer company, Molson Coors, responsible for the sales of Coors Light. In real life, someone already has that job. His name is Marcelo Pascoa. For a moment, though, I'm wondering how you would react if you were in his shoes. Here's the scenario. You've asked your advertising agency to brainstorm ideas for a brand engagement campaign targeted to drinkers of light beer, age 21 to 34. As expected, the ad agency proposed a stunt, supported by social media, which is typical of beer activation campaigns. What was unusual, however, was rather than using advertising to promote the stunt, the agency proposed using the advertising itself as the stunt. Now, keep in mind, this is for real. The ad agency proposed promoting Coors Light on a new type of billboard that no one could see. You heard that right. The agency proposed painting advertising messages on flat rooftops that no one could see from the ground. And even if they could see the billboards, the font proposed for the text was stretched to the point of being difficult to read. Can you imagine any circumstance where you would have greenlighted that ad campaign? As you consider that, note that there are already many pre-existing advertising options to reach 21 to 34-year-olds when out of home. In the United States, there are over 350,000 roadside billboards placed near high-traffic areas. Thousands of those billboards are now digital, capable of displaying dynamic messaging and even video. Mobile trucks with digital billboards on the sides can be driven through entertainment areas where young adults congregate. Beyond that, there are 2.3 million transit advertising opportunities, such as signage inside buses on routes popular with young adults. And there are almost 1.4 million place-based digital advertising screens in settings like fitness clubs, restaurants, and movie theaters. The point is, the advertising agency for Coors Light could have proposed reaching 21 to 34-year-olds on any of the existing 4 million out-of-home ad placement opportunities. So if your ad agency proposed a million-dollar campaign to paint billboards on flat rooftops, even though no one could see the ads from the street, would you have approved? Marcelo Pascoa did. And that advertising campaign went on to win many of the ad industry's most prestigious awards. Deservedly so. You'll find out why on this episode of Meaningful Impact.
Welcome to Meaningful Impact, the podcast where you'll hear inspiring stories about purpose-driven leaders who make a meaningful impact for their companies by making a meaningful impact for a cause. Here's your host, Michael Organ.
Oh, to have been a fly on the wall when the advertising agency for Coors Light pitched the idea that would eventually become known as Chillboards. The pure audacity of that pitch thrills me. Chillboards were so named because they are literally billboards that chill. At the top of buildings with black roofs, advertising chillboards were painted with a special white reflective coating that blocks 85% of the heat from sunlight. To understand why, and why that's important, here's today's one-minute science lesson. Black roofs have what's known as a low albedo, which means that they absorb much of the sun's solar radiation. On hot days, black roofs can reach surface temperatures as high as 170 degrees as they transfer some of the absorbed heat from a building's roof to the dwellings below. On the other hand, white roofs have a high albedo, which means that they reflect much of the sun's rays and therefore don't absorb or transfer as much heat. Reflecting that heat away lowers the surface temperature of the roofs by as much as 50 degrees, which in turn, importantly, lowers the temperature of the dwellings below the roofs by as much as 10 degrees. Though hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and floods tend to capture national news headlines, it is actually extreme heat that is the most deadly weather-related killer in the United States, especially among older and health-compromised Americans. In a Coors Light-produced video, the chief heat officer of Miami-Dade County, Jane Gilbert, explains the cause of the problem.
We have far more days over 90 degrees than we had just a few decades ago. Black roofs can get up to 170 degrees, affecting everyone who lives under them.
Disadvantaged urban neighborhoods have relatively fewer trees and smaller lawns to absorb the heat. The burden of climate change is not evenly spread.
Residents in lower-income neighborhoods endure far higher temperatures than those in the wealthier neighborhoods.
When black roofs are covered by reflective white paint, that reduces the need to use air conditioning, saving both electricity and money that can be used for other high priorities such as medicine or food.
If you have to make a choice between putting food on your table and keeping yourself cool at night, that's a really unfortunate choice.
Promoting energy conservation with chill boards that simultaneously conserve energy was a bold, big idea claimed by the creative community for the campaign's innovations. We'll get into that. But my primary reason for sharing this story with you has more to do with highlighting the people who championed the chill boards idea and explaining how they managed to tap a beer marketing budget to pay for it. That's the magic in today's story. Though Coors Light did not specifically request a purpose-driven campaign, they accepted the idea when proposed by their ad agency. Coors Light allocated more than $1 million from their marketing budget because mutually beneficial corporate citizenship was in their motivated self-interest. Chill boards were a triple win: a win for energy conservation, a win for Molson Coors, and a win for the 53 members of the much-awarded Chill Boards project team. When we return, I'll walk you through the creative journey which led to the Chill Boards cause marketing campaign, starting at the beginning with a creative brief.
Do you know a purpose-driven leader who should get the credit they deserve? If so, check out MeaningfulImpact.com, where you can find information on how to apply for a Meaningful Impact Award. Find out more at MeaningfulImpact.com.
While not publicly disclosed, we can make reasonable inferences about what the creative brief contained. As I review the key points, try to forget that you already know the outcome, chill boards. Instead, imagine yourself at the original ad brainstorming session, where you have wide latitude to dream up advertising ideas to promote Coors Light. So here we go with our presumed creative brief, starting with the goal. First and foremost, Coors Light wanted proposals for a brand activation campaign. An activation is typically a one-time event, stunt, or short-term promotion that tries to generate buzz and entice the target audience into engaging with a brand. For instance, an incentive might be offered to share a brand social media post or to enter a contest. As an example, what you're about to hear is a Coors Light activation commercial. The ad features ESPN college football analyst Curb Herbstreit as he's standing in a bar while holding a basket full of laundry.
Coors Light wants to keep your chores light. Enter now for a chance to win a whole season of free laundry services while you chill and watch the games.
Second, the creative brief would define the target audience and their attitudes. For Coors Light, the primary audience is legal-aged young adults 21 to 34 years old, particularly the light beer drinkers amongst them. They're a challenging group to persuade because they tend to filter out and ignore familiar beer advertising tropes, a phenomenon that Molson Coors executives have referred to as beer blindness, or maybe beer advertising blindness. Yet what's also true is that young adults have a salient need that beer can solve, at least momentarily. Many 21 to 34-year-olds live a lifestyle that is nearly always connected, always on. To help deal with that, young adults can take a break from connected society by pausing to drink a beer, perhaps socially with a friend. The trouble for Molson Coors, however, is that beer is losing its place as a pause that refreshes. Coors Light was losing some of their younger drinkers to beer alternatives, including low-carb beverages such as seltzer, ready-to-drink cocktails, and legalized cannabis. In the U.S., medical marijuana is legal in 38 states. Cannabis for recreational use is legal in 24 states. Thus, among the 21 to 34-year-old target market, Coors Light was losing interest and relevance. Another activation campaign would be needed so that legal-age younger drinkers would reconsider Coors Light. One way to break through to young adults is to attract their interest by doing good for a cause they care about. Third, the creative brief would also include brand compliance guidelines. Specifically, the activation campaign would need to reinforce the positioning of Coors Light as the beer, quote, made to chill. In a direct sense, Coors Light is in fact made to chill because the beer is actually produced and packaged to provide a frost-brewed taste when chilled.
Coors Light. It's a frost-brewed beer. It starts with cold mountain water. It's brewed down as cold as 34 degrees. It's put in a can cold with a frost-brew liner that protects that frost-brewed taste.
Associating chill with cold is further reinforced on Coors Light packaging, which says that the beer is cold-lagered, cold-filtered, and cold-packaged. The word cold is rendered in the same stylized typeface as Coors. Advertising images feature water condensation on Coors Light cans and bottles, as if they were recently removed from a cooler filled with ice. The front of the beer features the registered trademark, Cold as the Rockies, a snow-covered image of the Rocky Mountains, and a bit of packaging magic.
The cold-activated bottle from Coors Light. The mountains on the label turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies.
I, of course, had to try this for myself. I hold in my hand a 24-ounce can of Coors Light, chilled to the optimal serving temperature of 43 degrees. I can personally attest that when the can is chilled, the color of the Rocky Mountains does in fact change from a snow gray to an icy blue. In case you're wondering, that packaging magic is achieved by printing with a thermochromic ink that changes color when exposed to cold. In any case, cold is a feature. Coors Light also uses made to chill to express several consumer benefits. Foundationally, made to chill is used as a synonym for refreshment.
Because refreshment isn't everything. It's the only thing. Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
That commercial is a goodie, but an oldie in style, perhaps not irreverent enough to break through to today's 21 to 34-year-old beer drinkers. A core benefit of Coors Light remains refreshment, even when the brand personality is updated.
Oh, there's Coors Light. Well, mouth desert, meet ice cold beer. Not in cold refreshment. Let's chill.
Since I've got the 24-ounce can of Coors Light on my desk, I feel a responsibility to test whether or not ice cold Coors Light is actually refreshing. One moment, please. Yes, refreshing indeed. Yet, at other times, Coors Light uses the concept of chill as a synonym for relaxing. I'll play an example where a narrator, talking at a relaxed pace, describes the grand prize of a Coors Light contest, a long weekend so relaxing that it will feel like temporary retirement.
This summer, Coors Light welcomes you to temporary retirement. A getaway for you and your chillest friends to the chillest retirement destination in the U.S.
The commercial features young adults relaxing while holding cans of Coors Light.
Yes, this summer you can pack your golden years into one long weekend with all the activities of the retired lifestyle and all the Coors Light we could responsibly fit into one Arizona villa.
Coors Light is often portrayed in commercials as the way to enjoy a moment of chill, as if the beer were the antidote for the pressures of today's always-on culture. Yet in other commercials, Coors Light portrays chill as a synonym for not taking things too seriously, sprinkled with a subversive irreverence to norms. For instance, the scene for this next clip is a convenience store where a customer sticks his head into a Coors Light beer fridge to get, quote, unofficial free air conditioning.
And when air conditioning is free with every purchase, the best things in summer are unofficial. Coors Light, the official beer of everything unofficial.
So to summarize, the brand guidelines in the creative brief likely required the campaign to reinforce at least one of the approved meanings of made to chill, such as made to be cold, made to refresh, made to relax, or made to not take things too seriously. All that being said, let's recognize what was conspicuously absent from the creative brief. Nowhere did the creative brief require a cause marketing campaign consistent with precedent. For instance, as we heard earlier, the Coors Light Chores Light laundry activation did not support a philanthropic cause, nor was there a cause promoted with the Coors Light temporary retirement weekend activation. But this time, Coors Light did seek an activation campaign that created affinity with a meaning of chill that went beyond direct product benefits. Their ad agencies were challenged to answer the question, how could Coors Light help chill everyone? When we return, I'll introduce you to the key players and explain how they took the opportunity that the creative brief gave them to make a meaningful impact.
Do you want to keep the inspiration coming? Would you like a quick preview each time a new episode of Meaningful Impact is published? Subscribe for free email previews and insights at meaningfulimpact.com.
Doyle Dane Birnbach, better known as DDB, was the lead advertising agency for the Chillboards campaign. DDB is actually a network of related companies. In fact, the Chillboards campaign was the collective brainchild of several creative teams, collaborating from multiple locations. Nord DDB, based in Copenhagen, Adam and Eve DDB, headquartered in London, and DDB's USA office in Chicago. Six more agencies would be brought in to produce the campaign. In all, the campaign's project team included 53 people from 9 agencies and the client, Molson Coors. At the outset of brainstorming, the ad agencies asked themselves how Coors Light could help chill the world. That put the agencies in the position of having a hero, Coors Light, and a superpower, chilling the world, in search of a problem to solve. Through their research, one of the issues identified by the creative team was the problem of black roofs in hot climates. I imagine that their interest was piqued upon discovering that a high albedo roof is known as a cool roof. That's the established term, cool roof. The brand promise of a reflective paint that cools a roof feels remarkably similar to the brand promise of a refreshing beer made to chill. Not only that, transforming a problem roof into a cool roof with just a few buckets of paint met with Molson Coors' requirement for the Chill the World solution to be accessible for everyone. Unfortunately, linking Coors Light to cool roofs was such a good concept that the idea wasn't actually new. It turned out that affinity with cool roofs had been pitched to Molson Coors before and rejected by Molson Coors before, likely due to doubts about the viral potential of such a campaign. If cool roofs were to be considered again, a more compelling news hook would be needed to generate buzz. The breakthrough came when the creative team reframed their challenge by asking, what if the ads themselves could chill communities as much as Coors Light does? That led to the idea of painting white reflective headline ads on otherwise hot rooftops. The creative team imagined painting headlines such as, this ad chills literally, and the coolest ads in America. Functionally, the typefaced use for the text of the headlines would need to be blocky enough to cover most of the roof's surface area. The hope was that the novel advertising medium, which they initially dubbed cool boards, would bring attention both to Coors Light and the benefits of cool roofs. That led to the next question. What should cool boards look like? Adam and Eve DDB proposed writing the cool boards with enormous lettering, extending across several hundred adjacent houses so that the promotional headlines could be viewed from space. The Nord DDB Copenhagen office suggested the eventually selected idea of painting one headline per rooftop using a custom font for maximum surface coverage. Potential headlines for the cool boards were floated over multiple rounds of brainstorming. During that back and forth, a copywriter at Adam and Eve DDB proposed the term chillboards as a headline. Not only was that headline accepted, the team decided to change the name of their innovative rooftop advertising medium from Cool Boards to Chill Boards to better align with Coors Light Made to Chill branding. The credit for coining the term Chill Boards goes to Adam and Eve copywriter Jess West, at least the second time around. Because as it also turns out, the term Chill Boards was not a new idea either. Instead, in 2008, an outdoor advertising company named All Over Media filed an application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the term chillboards. That application was abandoned in 2011, making use of the term chillboards fair game. Similarly, guess what else was not new? The idea of applying a specialized paint to a surface as both a solution to a problem as well as a way to advertise that solution. For example, the Absolute Trees campaign by Absolute Vodka premiered 3 years earlier than chillboards.
Absolute presents Street Trees. We invited famous street artists who use creativity as a tool of change to paint trees on giant walls.
In Mexico City, street artists were given photocatalytic paints, which produce an effect similar to photosynthesis, turning painted walls into air purifiers.
Absolute Street Trees purify the same amount of air as 2,000 square meters of real trees, which eliminates the equivalent of pollution generated by 600,000 cars.
An adage comes to mind: there is nothing new under the sun. Except that there was an aspect of the chillboards idea that, as far as I am aware, was entirely original, as expressed in the campaign's tagline: billboards nobody can see, but everybody can feel. That's the provocative news hook. Without the support of a significant paid media budget, the proposed chillboard campaign was audacious because it had to be attention-grabbing to earn media coverage and peer-to-peer sharing via social media. Though it was bold to suggest ads that no one could see, DDB knew that they were proposing the idea to the right client. According to Molson Coors VP of Marketing Marcelo Pascoa, quote, "We like to test the boundaries in our advertising. Most brands wouldn't put billboards in places where people can't see them, but Coors Light did. Our motivation was to bring awareness to this simple energy-saving tip and help cool down Americans during the start of the hottest season of the year." With Molson Coors' approval, production began in earnest. DDB Chicago was keen on concentrating the Chillboards pilot program in a high-need area to serve a community. For captivating visual effect, the rooftops of the buildings in that community would need to be closely spaced so that drone footage from above could display all the chillboards at once. Ideally, the roofs would be large, like the roofs of multi-unit apartment buildings. Using Google Earth, hundreds of communities were scouted, including 50 locations in Miami. The creative team reached out to apartment block owners to assess their interest in participation. DDB and Hilo finally found an ideal and willing community at the Knight Center Housing Development located in the Little Haiti district of Miami, Florida. That housing development featured 12 equally sized apartment buildings, each with 3,000 square feet of black roof surface. To put that in perspective, each chillboard would cover an area more than four times the size of a typical billboard. The Nord ID design team engineered the typography to remain relatively legible while covering 96% of each black roof. The team succeeded in creating a blocky font with each character designed in at least 10 different thicknesses so that the lettering of a headline could cover a flat rectangular roof of any dimension, leaving only 4% of the surface area unpainted for unmitigated solar radiation to pass through. As a public service, the adaptable custom font was made freely available for download. Meanwhile, DDB Chicago did the research to find a suitable paint, selecting an acrylic roof coating called A300 Finish, which is manufactured by Mulehide Products. A300 Finish has an initial solar reflectance of 0.85, which means that a newly coated roof will reflect 85% of solar radiation. When approached to manage the production, many companies balked at the considerable challenges, but production company Hilo accepted. Their team took the time to develop trust with the residents of the Knight Center housing development, convincing some to offer testimonials on camera. Hilo enlisted the help of a popular street artist, Efren Andalus III, better known as Andalus the Artist, to lay out the lettering of the headlines and then outline those letters on each roof. A team of 12 painters then spent 10 days in withering heat and humidity to paint the chillboards. The marquee component of the Chillboards campaign was a 1 minute and 38 second short film, directed by Set Free Richardson. The documentary style ad opens with an image of a hot sun rising over a Miami palm tree, followed by stylistically out of focus video of a traffic jam in sweltering heat. Jane Gilbert narrates that scene and then introduces herself.
Extreme heat is a challenge in cities worldwide. I'm Jane Gilbert. I'm the chief heat officer for Miami-Dade County.
Shown in front of an 8-unit, 2-story apartment building, Jane Gilbert explains the hazards of black roofs in Miami's climate. As she speaks, an aerial shot shows the apartment complex from a bird's eye view. There are 12 2-story apartment buildings laid out in 2 rows of 6. All of the buildings have flat black roofs, which appear scorched from the sun. There are palm trees scattered throughout the complex, but a significant portion of their leaves are browned. Window air conditioning units, rust on stairwells, and large stenciled numbers on each of the buildings convey the feeling of low-income housing. The mood of the video changes as the background music transitions from foreboding to hopeful. A happy resident is shown outside socializing with others. A can of Coors Light is nearby. The on-screen text says, "Coors Light is made to chill." What if our ads could chill communities as much as our beer does? Coors Light presents Chillboards. Billboards nobody can see, but everybody can feel. Concurrently, an aerial shot shows a man painting a formerly black roof that is now almost fully covered by white blocky letters spelling Chillboards. As Jane Gilbert narrates, painters are seen using an instrument to measure the surface temperature of the roof, demonstrating that the black unpainted surfaces are 149 degrees, while the surfaces covered in white reflective paint are just 99 degrees, a 50-degree improvement. Drone footage reveals that each roof is painted with a Coors Light logo and a unique headline. Some of those headlines advocate for cool roofs, including the chillboards on Roof 1, "Refresh Your Roof." Roof 4, "Chillboards reflect 85% of sunlight." Roof 8, "Chillboards help cut AC costs." Roof 10, "Chilling this roof up to 50 degrees." Some of the headlines highlight the innovative features of the advertising, including the chillboards on Roof 3, "Adds up, temps down." Roof 5, "This ad chills literally." Roof 6, "The coolest ads in America." Roof 7, 12 chillboards, 96 chiller apartments. Roof 11, which says simply, "Chillboards." And Roof 12, "Ads nobody can see, but everyone can feel." The remaining couple of headlines promote Coors Light itself, including the chillboards on Roof 2, "It's like a Coors Light for your home." And Roof 9, "Made to chill." Unidentified building residents then offer their perspectives.
We're always having to keep the air on, and having that on all day is expensive.
I've never seen ads on top of the roof where it's helping the community.
Jane Gilbert, a public official, concludes her comments with an unambiguous endorsement of chill boards and their mission.
These chill boards raise people's awareness all over the world, and that's a great thing. I'd love to see this on more roofs across America.
The short film ends with a call to action in the form of on-screen text, which says, Coors Light is giving away 5,000 gallons of white paint. Learn more at chillboards.com. Coors Light, made to chill. Both the short film and a 15-second teaser version for social media promoted a Chillboards campaign microsite at chillboards.com. That microsite is no longer live, but when it was, the site included the rationale for cool roofs, an exhibition of the Chillboards, and information about the paint giveaway sweepstakes. Coors Light also promoted the Chillboard sweepstakes from its own social media accounts at Instagram and Twitter, now known as X. For instance, the activation tweet at Twitter read, Introducing Chillboards, rooftop billboards made with paint that helps cool down buildings. The first 1,000 followers who comment hashtag Chillboards, hashtag sweeps, and tag at Coors Light are entered for a chance to win 5 gallons of paint in the form of $80 to cool their roofs too. Link in bio. The tweet was accompanied by the 15-second teaser video. Those were the key components of the Chillboards activation campaign. So, did the cause marketing activation work? You'll find out when we return.
The Meaningful Impact Awards are a high honor for exemplary corporate citizenship. If you are responsible for marketing, public relations, or corporate responsibility at your organization, you'll appreciate the publicist-friendly features of the Meaningful Impact Awards, including quickly actionable results and integrated opportunities to showcase award winners. To learn more about nominating a purpose-driven leader or organization for a Meaningful Impact Award, visit meaningfulimpact.com.
The Chillboards campaign achieved a triple win. A win for a cause, energy conservation, a win for a company, Molson Coors, and a win for the project team members. For the cause, the benefits of cool roofs were promoted by 28 million earned media impressions and echoed at Twitter and Instagram by those entering the Chillboards sweepstakes. On hot days, the residents of the Chillboards pilot community benefited from a 50-degree reduction in roof surface temperature, yielding a 10-degree reduction in temperature inside their apartments. The reduced need for air conditioning lowered the residents' AC cost by 20%, representing an average annual savings of over $400 per apartment. Molson Coors was also a winner. In fact, the Chillboards campaign performed better than anticipated. During the month of the Coors Light activation campaign, engagement increased 6 times compared to benchmarks. Amongst the target audience, positive impressions of Coors Light rose 22.2 points, and purchase consideration jumped by an incredible 42.4 points. Most tellingly, Coors Light sales for the month increased by 7.4% in Florida and 9.7% in the greater Southeast region. Deservedly, the 53 members of the Chillboards project team were recognized with many of the ad industry's most prestigious awards, including at the Cannes Lions Festival, where Chillboards was on the shortlist for the festival's most esteemed award, the Titanium Grand Prix. Reportedly, the Chillboards campaign also inspired tremendous pride at Molson Coors company-wide, from the breweries to the distributors. Yet, it's hard to imagine the Chillboards campaign happening at all without the purpose-driven leadership of Marcelo Pascoa, who described his role as VP of Marketing at Molson Coors this way, quote, We're here to drive business results, to generate sales, but we also have the opportunity to give back to the communities we serve. And if we can do things to make the world a little better, in our case, a little bit more chill, why not? I wish all marketers felt that way. I bet that the advertising agency for Coors Light, DDB, would not have had the audacity to propose the Chill Board's campaign were it not for the permission structure offered by PASCOA's commitment to mutually beneficial corporate citizenship. The following words are his. Quote, "We as marketers deal with some pretty healthy budgets. A lot of money goes through marketing. Of course we want to sell our products and advance our brands. But if we can use some of our resources, I'm not only talking about money, I'm also talking about the very talented people who work in this industry. I'm talking about all the creativity that permeates everything we do. If we can use some of those resources to have a positive impact in the world, wouldn't we just be happier about what we do?" Yes, indeed, I agree. When we return, we'll conclude this Chill Boards episode by answering the big question.
The big question is brought to you by CSR.org, which showcases purpose-driven leaders who do well for their companies by doing good for a cause. Discover inspiring examples of corporate social responsibility at CSR.org. That's CSR.org.
For some listeners, I imagine that the big question is, do the residents of the Knight Center housing development still have to live with beer advertising on their roofs? The answer, no, they don't. After the campaign, Molson Coors paid to have the roofs repainted, covering 100% of the surface area with reflective white paint. For me, however, the big question is, if the Chill Board's pilot in Miami was so successful, why didn't Coors Light roll out the campaign more broadly? There are two answers to this, one simple and the other wishful, but hopefully still instructive. The simple answer is, the Chill Board's campaign did not roll out because the stunt was always intended to be a one-time activation campaign. That's typical of Coors Light tactics. The beer brand tries to make a momentary splash with each ephemeral stunt and then moves on to the next promotion. The wishful answer is, if the next Coors Light cause marketing campaign does as well or better than Chill Board's at increasing purchase intention and sales, then I hope that Molson Coors will support that cause marketing campaign with national paid advertising and a rollout. For that to happen, I offer the following unsolicited advice. Choose a cause more aligned than Chill Board's with the strategic priorities of Molson Coors. Consider this. Promoting cool roofs is admirable and important, but cool roofs are not a sustainability priority of Molson Coors, which has instead been more focused on eliminating plastic from beer packaging. 2 months before the Chill Board's campaign launched, Coors Light announced an initiative to eliminate the use of plastic six-pack rings, including an investment of $85 million to buy new factory machinery to accommodate the plastic-free packaging.
Coors pioneered the recyclable aluminum can. We are once again committing to sustainable packaging by becoming the largest beer brand in North America to remove plastic rings from our six-packs.
That's a big deal, because lightweight plastic rings can get blown by the wind from garbage into lakes and into oceans. According to reporting by the Associated Press, as many as 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine mammals are killed every year by plastic six-pack rings. Further, 57% of U.S. consumers say that plastic-free packaging is very important in their purchasing decisions, according to research firm Global Data, which added that plastic rings used in beer packaging have received, quote, heavy backlash following viral images of ocean wildlife getting caught up in them.
By 2025, we will eliminate 400,000 pounds of plastic rings from the environment every year. And we'll do it with our new sustainable packaging. Because buying beer shouldn't mean buying plastic.
Buying beer shouldn't mean buying plastic. That feels like a promising tagline, likely to resonate with 21 to 34-year-old light beer drinkers. And that sustainability messaging would relate directly to Coors Light differentiation, Gen Z concerns, and a high priority of the corporate responsibility team at Molson Coors. On the other hand, cool roofs, though a serious issue, are not directly related to beer, and are not among the marquee sustainability initiatives at Molson Coors. The same conclusion can be reached by comparing the relative importance of cool roofs to other high priorities of Molson Coors, such as those pursued by their government affairs department. Molson Coors, according to Open Secrets, spent $2.8 million on external lobbyists in 2022, which occurred during the same year as the Chill Board's campaign. Notably, however, cool roofs were not amongst the issues lobbied by Molson Coors that year. So, I'm left to wonder what would have happened if the ad agencies for Coors Light had brainstormed an activation to chill the whole world that was more aligned with the strategic priorities of Molson Coors. But what I do know is that I have a deep admiration for the audacity of DDB for recommending energy-conserving billboards that no one could see. And I have an equally deep admiration for Marcelo Pascoa and his team for creating the permission structure that allowed the marketing budget to be tapped for a cause-related activation. Coors Light has committed to eliminating 400,000 pounds of plastic rings from the environment. Let's stand by and see if promoting plastic-free packaging becomes a future Coors Light cause marketing campaign. If rolled out, that could have a very meaningful impact.
That's all for this episode. We hope that the next inspiring story will be yours. For ongoing inspiration about how to make your difference, subscribe to Meaningful Impact wherever you listen to podcasts.